We're, say, about 21 months away from the next presidential election. There aren't any officially declared candidates yet. On the Republican side, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio have been making big speeches and jostling for consultants and donors.
On the Democratic side, there's a short list so far, really short. Hillary Clinton. It may be months before she formally announces anything, yet any number of polls suggest she has a near lock on the Democratic nomination.
Which got NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith wondering who the other potential Democratic candidates are.
This may not be an obvious place to start, but I figured, why not ask the opposition? America Rising PAC is a Republican group that exists to dig up dirt on Democrats, and they're on the lookout for presidential candidates to target.
It really is tough.
Tim Miller is the PAC's executive director, and he says each quarter they have a meeting where they sit down and basically ask themselves, who other than Hillary Clinton should we be researching?
And that list of strong candidates after Hillary is so small as to be potentially nobody.
To test the theory, I went to downtown Chicago, hotbed of Democratic politics, to ask people who they expect to run for president.
The only one I can think of is Hillary Clinton. That's about it.
Anybody else?
No. That's it.
April Williams was not the only one to struggle. Here are Martha O'Connor, David Johnston, and Adrian Wanzer.
Honestly, to be honest with you, Hillary is kind of the only person that pops into my mind.
Joe Biden, vice president. They usually go for it afterwards.
Hillary Clinton, first of all, and then Liz. Oh, my gosh. I can't think of her name.
Warren.
Liz Warren, number two. And I can't think of a third possibility.
Warren's a name that came up again and again. Hector Ortiz considers himself an independent voter.
Elizabeth Warren was who I'd like to run. I don't know if she will.
As for Warren herself, this is what she told us back in December.
I am not running for president. Do you want me to put an exclamation point at the end?
So who does that leave? Biden, who says the field is wide open but has made no obvious moves toward running, and three names that didn't come up once among the many people I stopped on the street in Chicago: former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and current independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And this is making for a lonely time for New Hampshire Democrats, who are accustomed to being heavily wooed at this point in the election cycle. Kathy Sullivan is a prominent Democratic activist in the state.
You're seeing that, fairly significantly on the Republican side, but on the Democratic side, not so much.
On the Republican side, there are so many household names considering a run, it's hard to keep track of them all. On the Democratic side, there's just Clinton. One-time presidential candidate Bill Richardson has a theory about why.
The reason there's no bench is because she's the cleanup hitter that is so dominant and nobody wants to challenge her. That's why there's no bench.
Richardson is the former Democratic governor of New Mexico, who ran in 2008 and ultimately endorsed President Obama, meaning he's not what you'd call a Clinton ally these days. The Democratic Party is in the midst of 8 years of holding the White House. And pretty much the whole time, Clinton has been seen as the next in line. But Richardson isn't so sure her dominance is good for her.
The public may perceive that it's a coronation, that she's not hungry enough. And sometimes combat, primary combat, makes you tougher, makes you stronger, makes you a better general election candidate.
Whether this ends up being a problem for Clinton, assuming she decides to run, depends on how the Republican primary plays out. Will the nominee be sharpened by the experience with a finely tuned stump speech, or bruised, staking out positions unpopular with the broader public? For Democrats, the current situation represents a high-risk, high-reward proposition, but it may well be the only option they have. Tamara Keith, NPR News,